USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
By law, the 43 states with more than one representative in D.C. must redistrict after each census to account for population shifts within the state, as well as to add or remove congressional districts. The 2020 census is in, and redistricting has begun. Texas, Florida, and North Carolina will gain a House seat each. An independent commission will draw maps in Colorado and Montana, each gaining a seat as well. Let's get a Dixie Fire update burning in Northern California. Tim Berg reports.
The Dixie Fire is now the 15th most destructive fire in California history. It's also the second largest in state history. It's burned close to 500,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 structures. CAL FIRE saying the blaze could grow even more with this week's hotter and drier conditions. The fire sparked on July 14th and is burning in Butte, Plumas, Lassen, and Tehama counties.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Taliban in Afghanistan continue taking over the country, Dan Naraki reports.
A new assessment from the CIA says that Afghanistan may fall under Taliban control within 6 months. That coming as Taliban fighters seized control of three more provincial capitals on Wednesday and now control about two-thirds of the country. Intelligence officials worry that Kabul could be encircled within 30 days, also fueling fears for the safety of Americans working at the embassy in the capital. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that the Taliban's offensive is something that officials are watching with deep concern. He tells Fox News that the Department of Defense is working on expanding its counterterrorism capabilities in the region should they be needed.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Quote, they were defending their property, and if they had not done what they did, their property would have been completely destroyed and they could have been badly beaten or dead. Great going, Mike. End quote. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken. I mean, when she was standing outside my fence chanting into a megaphone, you can't stop the revolution. Well, then she has a gall to stand up in the halls of Congress and say anyone who supports insurrection shouldn't be allowed to walk the halls of Congress. Well, she's the only one I know in Congress that's actively and vocally in front of me advocated the violent overthrow of this country.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
The Marxists and the leftists in this country were really getting close to ending our system of government. We made a vow that 4th of July morning, just put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Could you hear me all right?
Yes, you're good. Okay. Good morning and welcome to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Assistant Library Director at the Hunterdon County Library. Join me every Thursday morning on Hunterdon Chamber Radio to hear the latest goings-on at the library. Today I am very pleased to welcome author Lucy Burdett, whose book Scone of Contention was just released on Tuesday. This is your 12th book?
This is number 11.
11. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've known Lucy, we were just talking, since 2007, when I first joined our PR committee and started doing programming. I thought, we'll just call. I think you had even sent out a notice or something on your website, you know, that you'd come to libraries. So I said, would you come to the Hunterdon County Library? And you said, yes.
Sure.
So she was my first guest at the library, my first author guest. And we've had her on the show a couple other times. So let's see. So I'm very pleased to welcome her back today.
Thank you.
Trying to find a picture. I've got a picture of
the good old days.
The good old days. Oh, there it is. Even with all the technology we've learned, it still escapes me sometimes. So there's a picture from 2007, back when you were Roberta Islieb. And here's a picture of your new book, Scone of Contention. So welcome and thank you for joining us today, joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk a little bit about this book?
Yes, so A Scone of Contention is number 11 in the Key West Food Critic series. And Jennifer could tell you one of the parts that I love the most about writing mystery series is the characters. And so it's been a lot of fun to be able to follow this character, Haley Snow, who is a food critic, over the course of 11 books. She started out as a kind of clueless young woman who came to Key West on the spur of the moment because a man invited her. And she's married. This is supposed to be her honeymoon in A Scone of Contention. I've heard from some people that it's a lousy honeymoon, but, you know, a good honeymoon, it doesn't have a lot of tension in it, and that's what I needed. So her police detective husband asked her where she would like to go, and she chose Scotland because she and her next-door neighbor, Miss Gloria, are big fans of Outlander. And then when Miss Gloria heard they were going to Scotland, she said, oh, I've always wanted to go there. My husband and I were going to go before he had the heart attack. So they take her along, and they visit Nathan's estranged sister, and then the mother...